DOT did the ramp.
I guess we're ready to go.
Right. All right, we call the meeting to order.
Yeah, 1.7.
Okay. Can I get a motion on the minutes?
Make the motion.
No, 4.7. I think they did 4, 1.14.
Keys?
Okay. The financials here are as of.
I got it right.
Yes, you did. And we didn't wear name tags this time. The financials here are as of January 31st, the first month of the year. There's really not much that are in the financials. Just to note, we did finally get the O&M receivable and payable booked, which was good to get those on. One of the only interesting thing that's happened so far has been we had the CPAs were in to do their on-site on Tuesday. They pretty much completed what they needed to do on-site, and over the next 2 weeks they will be finishing up to produce the financials, and then they have to do a review process, and then I will be inviting our audit committee, and including you, Alan, to come in for a meeting so we can go over the financial report before the next executive committee meeting on March 28th. That's it.
Okay, so the reporting and filing date since the last meeting.
Oh, could I just remind the board that you need to have a meeting, we should have a meeting of the audit committee, please, before the board meeting, so that.
I mentioned that, Chris, I don't know if you didn't hear me, that I guess you're having trouble hearing me, and I'm sitting right in front of.
No, I just, you're talking really fast, so I just want to make sure we got the audit committee being scheduled.
Okay, yes, I had said that the.
Audit committee has to meet before the next meeting.
Correct, and that as soon as the financials.
In fact, he pointed to Ellen.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I said that Ellen and the audit committee and I will meet the week prior to the executive committee meeting.
Great, thank you. You just went fast, and I just wanted to make sure we were on the track with that. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, not a problem, Chris.
Perfect.
Linda.
All right, Linda.
The reporting and filing dates, since the last meeting, we sent the annual retrofit report to the DEC, and we will be sending it up to the DEP and to both counties, Westchester and Putnam. And as far as what's on the back of the compliance schedule, they're trickling in slowly. So hopefully we'll get these squared away by May. The link to the financial disclosure was sent to everyone. If you have not received it, let me know and I will resend it. And then the last thing is that the O&M invoices and credit notices for 2023 went out yesterday. So everyone should be getting those in the mail soon. Anyone have any questions?
All right, Kevin, project update.
Yep. So we just this morning increased our total to 712 kilograms, sending in as we close out LCR 805, which were catch basin inserts on Salem Hill Road. By May, we are expecting to close out two additional Westchester projects, bring our total up to 747. One is in North Salem, which is just the final touches and any plantings that are needed. And then in Cortland, where we did some catch basin inserts within the Old Japanese campus as well, that'll be closing out within the next few weeks. We are out for rebid on a project in Lewisboro, LMU 1017, with the goal of an April award. Next to go out the bid after that, later spring should be Carmel CF703, which is a FAD project for stabilization, and SAM 1015, which is not a FAD project, again, channel stabilization with some filtration within the drip area, drainage area. The construction of all projects for years 1 through 10 is expected to conclude in spring of 2025. We have, in particular, two projects that we're expecting to be more later this year. Kent MB 1000 as we navigate multiple agreements with the property owner, which is, it's going to be like a 75 kilogram swing. So it's going to be a big push towards the end of the year.
75? 75. So, you mean just the change or the whole project?
That whole project.
Okay, so when you said swing, I just wasn't sure.
Sorry. Yeah, well, it's a big project that's going to push us probably right over the...
That's the one in Kent we're talking about.
Yes, and in addition to that, right below that on the list, LCR 1001, the Walkabout Country Club, the timing of construction on their property and what we're looking to do means it has to be a fall construction. Otherwise, we're actually in pretty good shape to get that one out. But those two projects are expected to be the ones that kind of trickle in and push us over the edge at the end. To that, we need to get probably an official notice from the DEC, and I would think the DEP, to account for any overage over the 920 requirement. Because right now we are on target for 960, if my memory serves correctly. And I don't know that we have an official letter that's ever come down from those entities saying, yes, this is okay for you to use, for you to exceed, or for you to use 1 through 10 funding, or how that's going to be accounted for, because we will shoot past.
Was that a DEP question, or is it a DEC?
DEC's not really going to, certainly isn't going to hold anything up. I think they're just going to be happy that we wrapped it out, but it's credit for 11 through whatever.
I think the bigger issue, we've had this conversation, is we need to amend the agreement, which limits us to spending the current funds we have to 1 through 10, right?
Yes, you mean amend the current agreement. My understanding is that agreement is going to kind of sunset when you guys finish years 1 through 10. There would be a return of funds from that, and then the new $10 million would kick in. That's my understanding of the plan.
Yeah, so that's what you're looking for, is a return of funds?
That's except for the quick funds.
Well, the quick funds are for sale.
Yeah.
What's a quick fund?
Crow 570.
Oh.
Yeah, you're referencing the Crow.
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
My ears aren't working.
So, but that agreement we have to adjust in the WQIP.
So we need to come up with an estimate about how much we're looking to return. Because that's going to affect things as well.
Yes, and I would just, to Kevin's point, I would also say, just from, and I could ask the question, but my guess is exceeding the phosphorus limit would not be okay.
It seems like an odd thing to say.
Why?
Doing more work than we're supposed to is not a good thing.
The contract we have in place now is only for years 1 through 10, so... To go beyond anything required.
I understand, but we're in like virtual year 10, right? Because it's probably beyond year 10 at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's an issue for DEC.
Okay.
But there's still the, you know, we're not going to hit 920 on the head. So even if it's 1 kilogram, that 1 kilogram still needs to get
counted. I feel like we had a conversation about that, and what I heard from the agency is that, you know, there's a hard stop.
Okay, we'll count whatever the last one is, we'll count it so it adds up to 920.
I could ask a question.
Only in America.
We could have a conversation, and I don't know how that would pan out, but that's my understanding, at least from what I've heard. So.
Sure.
So when are we starting that discussion, or have you started it with them yet?
No.
Because that's going to take a while to get through.
Are we talking about 11 through 15 with the 10? Yes, we've been reviewing the contract.
Okay.
All right, but... I mean, that there's all sorts of issues here, so.
Yeah, I think we had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and I think we left that meeting that we were going to get some kind of letter.
And you should be getting it shortly.
Okay, I'm waiting with bated breath.
Go like this.
Yes.
And then sit there.
Probably the best way forward with that contract.
That is all for individual projects.
Can I just a quick question about Kent as a group? Are they okay to work with? Kent.
Is Kent in general a good group to work with?
Well, it wasn't last time we dealt with them. we had a bunch of issues. I just want to make sure the town board and everybody else are.
The entities that we work with generally are, you know, the supervisor's office and finding the retrofits that are going to work there.
But I understand, it's the town board in general.
We haven't been before the town board for anything in some time.
There's a new supervisor.
I understand that, yeah, no, I know.
Right. So there is, because of history, there is an overabundance of communication with the town of Kent, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
To make sure that we don't run into any stoppages.
That's a big number.
Yes, it is. Start right, move on to O&M. To piggyback on two items that Keith and Linda brought up, as I said, the notices went out to each individual town as to whether or not money is owed for the program or you should expect payment for the program. Our auditors will follow up with each individual town as well within the next, I think, 10 days is probably the approximate schedule to make sure that you guys have received the documentation and then reviewed it. We saw a $20,000 increase over last year's maintenance bills, which was fully expected. We did an overall, there was a big step forward with all the individual municipalities, making sure things got addressed and cleaned up. We are still see room for improvement, so for that reason, what we would like to do for the May Board of Directors meeting is prepare an updated O&M manual to try to get everybody working closer to the same figures, costs, you know, what it costs for a certain machine. There's still a little bit too much variation from town to town that we've seen, so we want to consolidate those numbers, get them right, provide a little clearer instruction for each one. What we found in the past year as we've met with the individual towns is whoever's doing the maintenance, typically the DPW or the highway, has been very receptive to us being on site and guiding them step by step. And we'll look to continue doing that, but it just lends to the fact that these folks probably seem like they could do with a little bit more of a robust manual handed to them for the future.
I think some of it's going to be after you're there a couple of times. They'll know what you expect. So.
Yeah. So what was the total? There was a little hand holding with it, but
what was the total O&M that was spent?
Really well.
What was the total that was spent across all the towns? Do you know?
Yes.
Is it in here? I didn't see it.
No. I printed it because I expected too much. About just shy of $200,000.
Yeah,
193,427.
196.
The
variation. Okay, right. So just about 200 grand.
Yeah, just about 200 grand. To that point, now is a good time to bring up to all the Westchester County municipalities in the room that and Millie, of course. I expect that that number brings our ability and agreement with Westchester County to assist the municipalities. 2024, I expect to be the last year that you're going to receive reimbursement under the current agreement. And we'll check with you to make sure those numbers line up, but a quick look this morning, it seems as though this is it.
Give or take a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
So, we're going to have to make sure everybody's aware of that, because when checks come due in spring of 2025, everybody should expect and have the budget ready where you used to get $20,000 back. Some of you will not. And I think it's important that we make sure that's communicated in May so that budgets can be addressed appropriately.
Now you said that's on the current agreement.
Yes.
So will there be a new agreement?
That's a conversation we can have with Westchester County.
That was Peter Parsons had that with Westchester County. I'm sure you were in the middle of that, Millie. I think it was $350,000. It took a long time to get that approved.
Right.
All of our budgets in Westchester are due. We probably start them in September, so May's pretty early.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind.
We're a month later than everybody else.
Right. Okay. But we're going to need it for fun.
Yes, you'll need them, but yeah.
That
but you already have that in your budget, I guess, is my point.
It's not going to affect Dutchess. Okay. Yeah. That agreement doesn't affect currently Putnam County or Dutchess County.
So we're going to have that in our budget as a line item, whatever we think it is.
Right.
And we probably have 2-3 years of history on it at this point.
Yeah, we can pretty accurately tell each individual town this is what you should budget for at this point.
Also, too, if you develop written procedures for the O&M, that now, under the new permit, everybody should make sure they put it in their stormwater management plan manual.
Yep.
That has to, all the procedures now have to go in that.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Who do you have doing that?
That's a good point, though. Preparing that will make sure that it's
the plan?
Kind of checked
what do you over there?
You.
I'm the MS4 coordinator, so I
can do
the stormwater management plan,
yeah.
Putting it together. I'm working actually with Dutchess County Soil and Water with a couple other towns in Dutchess County.
In my building
inspector
is
with us.
Just out of curiosity,
well, be happy
your
to.
Right? Has everybody filed their NOI?
I have it. I don't know if I filed it yet. What was it due? Like yesterday?
20th.
Yeah.
NOI? 2 days ago?
Yeah. Did the 20th.
Yeah.
Did you?
Reluctantly.
Yeah.
I got to see if I sent it. I know I have it.
I mean, we don't have a lot of options here.
No.
You know? It's unfortunate.
And if you don't file it, they can find you.
Yes. Absolutely. But... it's going to be interesting to see how everything works out going forward because the cost is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
More.
All right. Anybody got any other business?
One item that I thought, while we have a full room, might be good to talk about is there are some policies that I thought, in addition to the O&M, might need to be looked at. For the future, and it's not something that I would expect any action on today, but we should maybe prepare to decide whether or not we want to do something in May. One of which is the procurement policy and how we get design contracts awarded within the corporation. We're down to a very few amount of design engineers that submit to us. On when we go out to projects, we're down to maybe 2-3 that tend to submit here. And it's because at least what my interpretation is, we saw a lot of the larger firms drop out entirely and because they can't compete with these smaller firms that maybe have less experience but can undercut the cost dramatically. You know, what might be a $40,000 design project, somebody else could come in at 20 and undercut, and we're just not seeing those larger firms submit anymore. Now, it's been some time since we went out of design contracts, but I'm not really expecting to see anything different come years 11 and into the future. So I don't know exactly what the answer is to get past that, but we can't continue with just 3 design firms submitting to us on a regular basis, when quite honestly, I only have confidence in one of them. It makes it very hard.
Well, why don't we just not accept them as reasonable bids?
We can't do that for every instance. Then we're just down to one firm that we might be awarding it to, maybe two.
So, the Kevin, one of the things
exposure
that you could consider would be, I don't know if you're able to do this, but figure out a multiple of projects that you expect to award within a given time frame, select someone to do those, and then request, you know, task estimates when you are ready to move forward with that particular project based on the hourlies that you have in the awarded contract. We'd have to look again at the DEP approval process, but I think that should that is a potential route for you if you were able to, you know, make those estimates of the projects that you expected to do so that you could give somebody a reasonable idea of the projects. I don't know if that would expand your responses, but that's a possibility.
We're happy to look at that for sure. I think that that's where we were in years 3 and 4 where we awarded a much larger project set and had that task list. Now, of course, in that period of history of the corporation, there were multiple reasons why we got away from that, but revisiting it and seeing whether or not that's a strong way to go and might get a better results, I'm all for it. But we definitely, what I'm asking is just that we brainstorm some ways to get better exposure to other firms. And certainly if it's going to be stop releasing projects that are so small, then, so be it. But we just all need to be prepared for that as well. Because there's a lot of, we're getting great kilogram reduction and efficiency from these smaller projects, but we're also dealing with very limited pool of engineers that are going to be willing to submit on those. So we may see less efficient projects in the end. And everybody needs to be prepared for that to happen, I think. Or we just keep coming up with alternatives. But just something to consider, I'm happy to talk about it with the technical committee over the next month or so and see if there's anything that we think is worth bringing to the board in March for an alternative. But I do think we need to start preparing for the future a little bit on that. In addition to that, which is more internal here, I should say we'll have an updated design manual that's going to go out to all the firms. That of course references back to the existing procurement policy and how we award everything anyway, so those two items are tied. But the design manual could use a little dust off and updating to try to guide folks to the retrofits that we find are more efficient and stronger for us to go forward with. And any changes that we need to make with the DEC, it would be good to line that up now ahead of any future projects. That's all.
Anyone else? Vinny, I have a request.
Sure.
Is it possible to get a current accounting on what's left of the $30 million and the $38 million that were held by Putnam and Westchester?
Current account? You'd have to ask the county.
Do I have to ask the county?
We have a pretty good number for Putnam. We've been working with Westchester to try to get a number for some time now. And we haven't gotten an accounting through the end of last year yet.
We're pretty close. Hmm.
So is it possible to get those numbers from you?
I can give you what I have.
Yeah, okay. That would be good. All right. Chris, do we want to talk about the contract at all? The $10 million contract?
About the, are you saying the funding contract? I can't hear you. Sorry.
Yes.
I think we would have to talk about that as a coalition, if you would like to discuss it.
Okay. Not sure why we haven't talked about it as a coalition.
But are you talking about the terms and conditions of a proposed funding agreement between us and DEP?
Yes.
With Vin sitting there?
No, we would have to go into an attorney-client
silence.
True?
Okay. Yes.
I just thought it might be a good idea just to let everybody know where we are.
Yes, I think that would be fine. I just didn't want to do it in the meeting.
No, we'll throw Vinny out.
Oh, okay.
Got somewhere else to be anyway, so it's okay.
You don't want to be here for this. You'll get the comments soon enough. All right, I'd like to make a motion to go into an attorney-client session to discuss the proposed funding agreement. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have fun.
Recording stopped.
Are we done after this?